أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة، فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أسروا في أنفسهم نادمين. In the previous ayats we read that the munafiqeen, they keep contact with the non-believers, that in case the Muslims are overpowered, then they had their contact before with them so that they could be safe, and they look after their interest according to their thinking in that way. Allah Ta'ala explains that this thinking of theirs is completely wrong, because Islam is going to be religion that is going to be dominant in the world, revealed on at the time when the Banu Qurayza, Banu Nadir, who were the Jewish tribes, were still living in and around Medina Sharif, and the Munafiqeen kept good ties with them, that they thought that the Kuffar will have the upper hand, and since they are keeping good contact with them, they will be safe. So this is khiyal-e-khwab, wrong thinking totally. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says the time will come, then فَعَسَلَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ. So قَرِيبْ هَي كَيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى جَلْدْ ظَاهِرْ فَرْمَاوِ فَتَحْ. And it is the promise of Allah, and very soon Allah Ta'ala will give victory to the Muslims. أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ, يَا كُوِ حُكَمْ أَفْنِي پَاسِ. Or Allah Ta'ala will bring about some other conditions from His side. Like the Bani Nadir, who was one of the very prominent and elite Jewish tribes, whose it seemed outwardly everything was in their favor. But they were exiled. They were, Muslims overpowered them, and they were made to leave their place and go away from there. And the Banu Qurayza, they were all killed in the war. So they suffered complete losses, and Islam became the dominant power in Medina Sharif forever after that. And so Allah Ta'ala says that these munafiqeen who kept contact with these non-believers, it did not avail them in the least but whatsoever, and they failed completely. فَيُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَعْدِمِينَ. تو لگے اپنے جی کے چھپی بات پر پچھتائے. And then they were ever so sorry that they kept contact with those who were going to be the open losers. And had they been true believers and kept contact with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam truly and sincerely, they should, like the rest of the Sahaba, gain the great victory. And then Islam was established in Medina Sharif forever thereafter. And the Banu Qurayza, Banu Nazir, etc., there are no signs of them anywhere. The lesson for us to learn here is that we also should keep contact with those on the haq. Now don't look for outward for benefits, that these people will gain the upper hand and then we can be with them, etc. As many people on the things of batil, they keep contact with people. We should keep contact only with those who are on haq and those who are according to the Quran and hadith, because Allah Ta'ala's system is a time Allah Ta'ala passes, that the people of batil, it appears that they have got the upper hand, but eventually the truth dawns and the people of haq are only always there. Allah's help is with them. So we should always keep contact and with the teachings of the Quran and hadith, and not those who oppose the teachings of the Quran and the hadith, no matter what that may be. Like, for example, the intermingling of sexes, and then the Abrahamic Accord, and photography, etc. We should steer away from that completely and keep what the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Hadith, the true teachings of Deen. May Allah Ta'ala give us this proper understanding, and may Allah Ta'ala give us istiqamat and will be firm on what is the right and what is on the truth. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ